KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a cloudy sky, 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be cloudy to partly cloudy today, a high of 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Police in Red Oak arrested a man early this morning for a serious domestic abuse assault. 29-year-old Ryan Joseph Pullen of Villisca was taken into custody at around 3 a.m. at the Red Coach Inn in Red Oak. Pullen was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center. A pickup truck that struck a deer late Thursday night in Montgomery County ended up sustaining damage that caused the vehicle to go out of control and roll into a ditch. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the 1997 GMC pickup, driven by 50-year-old Colleen Marie Terry of Red Oak, was traveling north on L Avenue at around 10:30 p.m. when it hit a deer. The impact caused a tie rod on the suspension to break. The pickup veered into the east ditch, hit a fence, and rolled over. There were no injuries reported. The vehicle sustained $1,000 damage, while damage to a barbed wire fence was estimated at $500. Terry was cited for having no insurance, accident-related. Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by personnel with the Stanton Fire and Rescue Department. Flood warnings have been issued for several Iowa rivers following heavy rainfall in many parts of the state. The National Weather Service says a flood warning continues for the Nishnabotna River near Hamburg in Fremont County, where the river was expected to crest at 25.3 feet early Saturday morning. Flood stage is 25 feet and minor flooding is forecast. A flood warning is in effect as well for the Iowa River at Marengo, where the water was nearly 2 feet over flood stage early this morning. And warnings have been continued or extended for the Des Moines, Raccoon, and North Raccoon Rivers. The Des Moines River was expected to reach 2.5 feet above flood stage by this evening in Des Moines. Police in Cedar Rapids report that officers and other emergency workers responded to more than 20 vehicles stranded on flooded streets. And for a time Thursday night, the rain fell at a rate of 2 inches an hour in Cedar Rapids. Evidence of the Missouri River flooding of 2011 remains apparent in southwest Iowa, but the head of a grassroots organization working with flood victims says considerable progress has been made in recovery efforts. Leo Edelman is president of the group Responsible River Management.
Returning after the flood wasn't a whole lot of positive things to look at. And to see where we are today, it's really amazing how much recovery has taken place and where we are right now.
4 years ago, Edelman's organization was at the forefront of post-flooding issues. Areas where levees breached in June of 2011, mainly southwest of Hamburg and northwest of Percival, are covered with sand and are uninhabited. But Edelman says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has addressed some of the levee issues in the years since the flooding.
There are large scour holes right on the inside of levees where they're left the levees in jeopardy to blow out future years. There were some setbacks. They moved the levees back a ways to get on more firm ground and open up some conveyance. It did relieve a few pinch points that were there from the original design. And the new levees that were constructed, you know, were a 60-year upgrade. A lot better slopes, a lot better structure.
He says the Corps has changed its strategy regarding releases of the Gavin's Point Dam in South Dakota. Heavy releases from the dam in the winter of 2011 were a major issue in the summer flooding.
The upper basin above the reservoirs was well below normal as far as snowpack this past winter. And there is quite a bit of water in the reservoirs now up into the flood control zone, but that's normal for this time of year because there's a tremendous amount of water going into Gavin's, into Garrison, as well as Fort Peck because of the mountain snowpack is reaching there now.
While much attention is given to Gavin's Point, Edelman says the fact is three northerly dams control much of the water releases.
Gavin's Point, Randall, and Big Bend are simply a pipeline. The big three, Fort Peck, Olaje, and Garrison, hold a tremendous amount of water. They hold the bulk of the water. We really need to see what is being released from Olaje, because what gets released there is simply flushed on out.
In the years since the flooding, Edelman says the Corps has done a better job of inviting farmers and other residents to the table regarding river management issues. Still, concerns remain.
When it comes to the management of the reservoirs, even as recently as this spring's annual operating plan meeting in Council Bluffs, they manage reservoirs for a drought. These high participation runoff years last 1 year, maybe 2 years of spikes. But a drought will last from 5 to 10 years, and they have to have enough water in the reservoirs to last throughout that drought.
Edelman says the Corps is monitoring soil saturation and water retention from snowfall during the winter months. In the funeral announcements, Brian Tigger Wells, age 53 of Defiance, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial service for Brian Wells will be today at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joan Selders, age 82 of Elliott, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside memorial services for Joan Selders will be today at 2 o'clock at the Whipple Cemetery near Griswold. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak is in charge of the arrangements. Roland Watkins, age 55 of Omaha and formerly of Anita, died June the 2nd at Nebraska Skilled Nursing Home in Omaha. A celebration of life visitation with the family of Roland Watkins will be today from 3 until 5 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. David Westfall, age 63 of Afton and formerly of Bridgewater, died Monday at the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. A funeral mass for David Westfall will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Mary Ann Swisher, age 92 of Atlantic, died April 24th. At the Heritage House, services for Mary Ann Swisher will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Adele Pedersen, age 99, of Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and formerly of Walnut, died Wednesday in Minnesota. Funeral services for Adele Pedersen will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Neoma Steen, age 90 of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Neoma Steen will be held June 27th at 10 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.